Welcome to the Light Church Podcast. This is David Oakes. I am pastor of the Light Church Fellowship in Bartlesville, Oklahoma, and I am founder of Israel Study Tours with David Oakes and David Oakes Ministries. Thanks for joining me for this latest edition of the Light Church Podcast. Remember us online at www.davidoakesministries.org. www.davidoakesministries.org. Go visit us. Praise be unto God. Send us a line or two. Hallelujah. If you're being blessed, let us know about it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, we're going to continue today on the Light Church Podcast what we started three podcasts ago, and that is we're going to continue doing some of my tunes, songs that have come to me in my prayer time, some that have come in our services. Now, at this present broadcast time, I am doing a podcast on a Sunday afternoon, getting it ready to be broadcast in the next couple of weeks. Glory to God. And we had a wonderful service this morning, and two new songs came by the Spirit. Glory be unto God. And that's what happens sometimes when the Holy Ghost begins to move. Things come by the Spirit of God and the Spirit of prophecy. Praise the Lord. And it's to encourage people and edify them and comfort and lift them up and to be a blessing to them. Glory be unto God. Well, we just praise the Lord for new songs. So here I am with my trusty keyboard over at the left here. And I'm going to turn here in just a second. We're going to pop out a few tunes. The first one's a little song that came out in prayer a few years ago, and it's called I Can Do All Things. Glory be unto God. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Now that is scripture, glory to God. Not just a few things, but all things. So get ready here. Let me get turned around. Praise the Lord. And you be blessed as you listen. We love you. We thank you for listening today. Be blessed. Here it comes. Glory to God.
I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. I can do all things. Christ, which strengthens me, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me.
Praise the Lord. You know, I just sang a little bit there, but you get the message. I can do all things through Christ. Glory to God, which strengthens me. Now, the next song I'm going to sing is the title of it is Your Grace is Sufficient for Me. And I remember when I wrote this song, it was the night before I was going to go. It was in 1990, September of 1990. I remember exactly when it was. And I was getting ready to go to Israel with my band. And we were getting ready to play a couple of Hebrew music concerts. And I was going to play, you know, a couple tunes that I'd written in Hebrew. And then we're going to play some traditional Hebrew music. And we were going to play for a function in Jerusalem. And those in attendance were made up of linguistics and language professors from leading Hebrew universities in the nation of Israel. And then we ended up doing a concert also at Ulpan Akiva in Netanya. Now, this is a daunting task when you're going and your Hebrew is not the greatest in the world, but you're going to do concerts and try to be a blessing to those who are native Hebrew speakers. But anyway, this song came the night before we left, and I'll never forget that while I was at the airport in New York City preparing to leave, a wonderful minister of God, Billy Brim, called me at the hotel, you know, just to say, I'm praying for you, you know, and be blessed and so forth and so on. And I said, well, the Lord gave me a song last night. And she goes, well, sing it to me. So I sang it to her over the phone, and this was without piano. So at least I got piano today. And the name of the tune is Your Grace is Sufficient. And it's hard to believe that that came forth 16 and a half years ago. And it's just God encouraging me. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And we just want you to be blessed as you listen to Your Grace is Sufficient. Praise the Lord.
Your grace is sufficient for me. Your grace is sufficient for me. For when I'm weak, then You are strong. Your grace is sufficient for me. Your grace is sufficient for me. Your grace is sufficient for me. For when I'm weak, then You are strong. Your grace is sufficient for me.
Praise the Lord. Such a simple little tune straight out of Scripture that I needed that little word of encouragement when you're looking at a daunting task in life, one that seems bigger than you are. Well, it's good to know that His grace is sufficient. And when I'm weak, glory be unto God, then God's strength comes shining through for me in great glory and great power. Hallelujah. So you need to learn that little song. Sing that. Your grace is sufficient for me. Now, the next little tune I'm going to do, it actually was birthed when I was studying for a series of sermons in my church. And I was preaching a sermon about how when God brought the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt, the land of captivity, that the first thing He did is, you know, He said, go over there to those neighbors, the Egyptians around you, and ask them for their goods, ask them for their clothing and their jewelry and stuff. And so they did it, and God adorned them. They took off the garments and the clothing of servitude and put on the garments of those of wealth and those of means. And God was changing the image of them from that of being a slave to that of being the chosen people. Now, there are other things, and it's a long, long sermon. There are other things that God had in store for that money, like building the tabernacle, but we won't get into that because we're not preaching on that today. But this song came forth as a product of me studying the Scripture, and it's called You've Given Me, Glory to God, a New Image of Me, a Picture Painted by Heaven's Decree. Hallelujah. So just be blessed as you listen. Praise be unto God.
You've given me a new image of me, a picture painted by Heaven's decree. You brought me out of Egypt's slavery, and by Your power I can say I am free. Inferiority and worthlessness have no further place in me. You brought me out clothed in righteousness, the picture's painted in me. You've given me a new image of me, a picture painted by Heaven's decree. You brought me out of Egypt's slavery, and by Your power I can say I am free. Inferiority and worthlessness have no further place in me. You brought me out clothed in righteousness, the picture's painted in me.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I just so enjoy singing these little tunes for you. Hallelujah. And so I'm going to give you a little history of some of these songs and what the conditions were when the Spirit of the Lord brought them in my spirit for my own encouragement and my own blessing. And then, praise the Lord, many of them we sing in our congregation, so they've been brought forth just to minister to others. You know, there's been very few times in my life when I've just sat down and said, okay, I'm going to write a song. No, most of them just come forth, and I would say well over 90% just come forth when I'm worshiping God and spending time with the Lord. And this next song came forth, I remember so distinctly and clearly. I was over in Israel with my mother. My mother was a great friend of Israel. She went to Israel 49 times. And I've been to Israel with my wife 27 times, so we're continuing the tradition, but, you know, we just have a great love for Israel and the Jewish people. But I was over studying, just the two of us, my mother and I, and it's the only time I've been to Israel without my wife. She's been once without me, and I've been once without her, and 26 times together. But anyway, getting back to the story, we were staying in a small hotel on the Mediterranean coast, and I was by myself in my room. Mother had a room, and I was by myself in my room and studying late one night when all of a sudden I hear a fighter jet screaming down the coastline, probably not too far off of the surface of the water, and they were going north, probably towards Lebanon. There were some major conflicts, and all of a sudden I hear the rattling, and if you feel the rattling, and you know by the scriptures that there's going to be some events take place in the land of Israel. And so your first thoughts are, could this be the time when these events that we know of could be taking place? Well, it wasn't. It was just one of the skirmishes that are common to that region of the earth. But as the rumbling and the breaking of the sound barrier was taking place, I happened to be reading in 1 Timothy, the first chapter, and I happened to be reading in verse 17 at that very moment. It says, "Now unto the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever." And all of a sudden, I just started singing melody to this scripture. And this is the result of what I sang that night, just propped up in my bed, studying the word of the living God. We've got to be ready all the time for the Lord to bring about good things to us in our spirit. So here we go, a hymn song. It's in hymn form. It's a little bit different than the kind of music that I normally write. But here we go. Glory to God. Be blessed.
Eternal, immortal, the invisible, the only wise God. Be honor and glory forever and
the Lord. I just find that to be a really, really pretty song, really anointed, and it just brings back that evening and the comfort and calm and peace that it brought to my soulish realm that night as the planes of war were rumbling down the coastline. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God. God is wise, the only one. He knows what's getting ready to happen, glory to God, and he's given us much of it in the Word of God so that we could face this end of days through the blessing and not the cursing, glory to God. Now, this next little tune we're going to sing is out of Scripture also, and it's called Thy Mercy, O Lord. Hallelujah. So just sit back. Listen once again as this musical Light Church podcast continues on. Remember, this is David Oakes. I'm pastor of the Light Church Fellowship in Bartlesville, Oklahoma. Find us online at www.davidoaksministries.org. Here it comes, Thy Mercy, O Lord. Let me turn around here to my trusty keyboard. Maybe we need to give my keyboard a name. Yeah, we'll just call it Harvey for today, okay? Let me turn over here to Harvey in the name of Jesus.
When I said, my foot slippeth, Thy mercy, O Lord, holds me up, up, up. When I said, my foot slippeth, Thy mercy, O Lord, holds me up. When I said my foot slipped, Thy mercy, O Lord, holds me up, up, up. When I said my foot slipped, Thy mercy, O Lord, holds me up. Thy mercy, O Lord, holds me up, up, up. Thy mercy, O Lord, holds me up. Thy mercy, O Lord, holds me up, up, up. Thy mercy, O Lord, holds me up. Thy mercy, O Lord, holds me up, up, up. Thy mercy, O Lord, holds me up. Thy mercy, O Lord, holds me up, up, up. Thy mercy,
praise the Lord. Glory to God. I thank God for his mercy. Praise be unto God. Where would we be without the mercy of the Lord? Now, this next tune is a song. I don't even remember when I wrote it. It's been a while. And it's just simply called "The Holy Ghost is on My Side." Praise the Lord. I tell you what, it's good to know that you got one that stands by you and walks in you and with you every moment of every day. I tell you what, people can leave you and forsake you, and more than likely they will. But there is one who will never leave you. There is one who will never forsake you. There is one that recognizes your place in the body of Christ, whether anybody else does or not. And his name is the Holy Ghost. And so this little tune is just called "The Holy Ghost is on My Side." Let me turn around here. I think we named him Harvey today. Harvey, my trusty keyboard. Glory to God. Hallelujah, the Holy Ghost is on my side.
Oh, the Holy Ghost is on my side. The Holy Ghost is on my side. The devil may come like a rising tide, but he can't win because of who's on my side. The Holy Ghost is on my side. Oh, the Holy Ghost is on my side. The Holy Ghost is on my side. The devil may come like a rising tide, but I won't run and I won't hide. The Holy Ghost is on my side. Oh, the Holy Ghost is on my side. The Holy Ghost is on my side. The devil may come like a rising tide, but he can't win because of who's on my side. The Holy Ghost is on my side. Oh, the Holy Ghost is on my side. The Holy Ghost is on my side. The devil may come like a rising tide, but I won't run and I won't hide. The Holy Ghost is on my side.
Praise the Lord. That's another song that just makes this preacher happy. The Holy Ghost is on my side. No matter what the world may bring your way, no matter what trouble that you might be facing, you can face it knowing this, that you have one that's greater with you than anything that can be produced against you. There is no weapon that is formed against us that shall prosper. Oh, the weapons might be formed, but they can't prosper, glory be unto God, if we rest in the fact that the Holy Ghost is on our side, and greater is he that is within us than he that's in the world. You just have to meditate on that and speak it until you actually believe it without fail, glory to God. And let me tell you what, the Holy Ghost will never let you down. Now, the next song that I'm going to sing is one that I wrote a while back, Hallelujah. And so Harvey here, my trusty keyboard to my left, Harvey and I are going to pop out another tune, glory be unto God, and it's called The Lord Is My Strength, praise the Lord. That's a great confession to make. The Lord is my strength, hallelujah.
Oh, the Lord is my strength and my song. Oh, the Lord is my strength and my song. And now it's become my salvation. The Lord is my strength and my song. Oh, the Lord is my strength and my song. Oh, the Lord is my strength and my song. And now he's become my salvation. The Lord is my strength and my song. And I rejoice in the Lord my God. I rejoice in the Lord my God. Oh, the Lord is my strength and my song. Oh, the Lord is my strength and my song. And now he has become my salvation. The Lord is my strength and my song. Oh, the Lord is my strength and my song. Oh, the Lord is my strength and my song. And now he's become my salvation. The Lord is my strength and my song. And I rejoice in the Lord my God. I rejoice in the Lord my God. Oh, the Lord is my strength and my song. Oh, the Lord is my strength and my song. And now he's become my salvation. The Lord is my strength and my song.
Praise the Lord. I was just remembering while I was doing that tune there, the day that song came out, I was reading the Bible. I was at my desk, and I just started singing. I wasn't at the keyboard. Well, the Lord is my strength and my song. And when I get to that part, clap, clap, I just hit the top of my desk. Wham, wham. Wham, wham. And so when we sing that occasionally in the church, we don't do it very often. But everybody, that's part of the actions. Everybody got to make noise some way. They got to hit the back of the chair in front of them or you know, hopefully not hit each other. But anyway, they got to, you know, shake their keys. They got to clap their hands. They got to stomp their feet. Glory to God. And that's just a little bit of flavoring that we put into that song because that's the way it came out when I was singing it. The Lord is my strength and my song. Now, this next little tune that we're going to sing is There Is Salvation by No Other. Praise the Lord. And it goes through the redemptive names of our Lord. Glory to God. You know, he is Jehovah Rapha. He's the Lord that heals us. He is Jehovah Jireh. He's the Lord my provider. He is Jehovah Tzidkenu. He is the Lord my righteousness, so on and so forth. Glory to God. So enjoy this tune called There Is Salvation by No Other. Harvey and I are about to produce the song. Praise the Lord.
Jehovah Rapha, the Lord my healer. Jehovah Tzidkenu, the Lord my righteousness. Jehovah Reah, the Lord my shepherd. Jehovah Shalom, the Lord that is my peace. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord my provider. Jehovah Shammah, the Lord that is always there. There is salvation by no other, no other name whereby I must be saved. There is no other name I desire to praise but your holy, majestic, redeeming name. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord my healer. Jehovah Tzidkenu, the Lord my righteousness. Jehovah Reah, the Lord my shepherd. Jehovah Shalom, the Lord that is my peace.
Jehovah Jireh, the Lord my provider. Jehovah Shammah, the Lord that is always there. There is salvation by no other, no other name whereby I must be saved. There is no other name I desire to praise but your holy, majestic, redeeming name. I'm redeemed by the power of your blood and I glorify your name. I'm redeemed by the power of your blood and I praise your name. I'm redeemed by the power of your blood and I glorify your name. I'm redeemed by the power of your blood and I praise your name. There is salvation by no other, no other name whereby I must be saved. There is no other name I desire to praise but your holy, majestic, redeeming name.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. There is salvation by no other. Glory to God. This next tune is a song that I entitled The Devil Had His Pleasure. And it was written at a time when a loved one was really battling for their physical health. And I remember staying with them for quite a long time and you know, praying with them and reading the scripture and encouraging them to confess the word and just being with them, you know, to be an encouragement in this time when they were struggling and battling for their life. And this song came out in prayer as I was praying with them. Glory to God. And it just called The Devil Had His Pleasure. He had it for a season. Glory to God. Be blessed and realize that the devil might be doing his work, but if we stand on the word, it won't last. In Jesus' name. Let me turn around here again to whom? Harvey. Glory to God, the piano for today. Be blessed as you listen.
Oh, the devil had his pleasure, had it for a season, but Jesus Christ has rescued me. The devil had his pleasure, had it for a season, but Jesus rescued me. Oh, the devil had his pleasure, had it for a season, but Jesus Christ has rescued me. The devil had his pleasure, had it for a season, but Jesus rescued me. Oh, the devil had fun, 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 until he met the sun, 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 with healing in his wings and power in his tongue. I am healed, I am free. Oh, the devil had his pleasure, had it for a season, but Jesus Christ has rescued me. The devil had his pleasure, had it for a season, but Jesus rescued me. Oh, the devil had his pleasure, had it for a season, but Jesus Christ has rescued me. The devil had his pleasure, had it for a season, but Jesus rescued me. Oh, oh, the devil had fun, 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 until he met the sun, 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 with healing in his wings and power in his tongue. I am healed, I am free. Oh, the devil had his pleasure, had it for a season, but Jesus Christ has rescued me. The devil had his pleasure, had it for a season, but Jesus rescued me. Oh, Jesus rescued me.
Praise the Lord. This is Pastor David. We're going to be closing it up now. Harvey, my trusty piano, and I'd like to thank you for joining us today on this latest edition of the Light Church Podcast. Praise the Lord. We'll be back with you in a little while with another new podcast. We want you to know this fact, that Jesus Christ died on Calvary's tree for you so that you might be born again and freed from all of the oppression of the evil one, Satan. And you can receive salvation in your heart by simply believing that God hath raised Jesus from the dead and confessing with your mouth Jesus is Lord. If you do that, drop us a line here at www.davidoaksministries.org where you can find a link or find an email and just click the little info and you can just send us an email and tell us of your decision for Christ. We love you. Bye-bye.